Okay, I'm sitting with Cameron Purdy, the CEO of Tangasol for the next 3 weeks. And I was speaking with Cameron last night and again this morning about design. And one of the things he said was that the important thing about design is eliminating future problems. So I wanted to ask you if you could kind of elaborate on what you mean by that.
So basically the background of the conversation that we're having had to do with, you know, the trade-offs inherent in, you know, whether you design something, whether you dive into implementation immediately, and what the actual purposes of design and design review and iterative, you know, what we think of as iterative design. So, you know, coming up with something, analyzing it. There's a quote I remember, I'm not sure if it's from software or from something else, but it was along the lines of, you know you're done when you can't find anything else to throw away. And it's an interesting idea. It's obviously you don't want to take anything to the extremes religiously, but, you know, what we found was that in software design, you could easily get to the point where you'd have something working. And there are kind of two different schools, if you will, of software. One is kind of a solution school, and the other is a more general purpose, kind of a horizontal approach to building software. And, you know, in the solution mindset, you're quite often building something that's solving a specific problem, and, you know, that's the only problem it really has to solve. So the amount of foresight that you have compared to the amount of knowledge of the problem domain itself is relatively small. In terms of building something that's going to be used to build solutions, for example, or something that has to solve, you know, a lot of problems that are potentially unforeseen, the design process becomes much more important, because actually being able to foresee everything is obviously impossible, and, you know, being able to foresee a significant portion of it is difficult. So the purpose of these design reviews, of looking at things very carefully, looking to see if you can simplify and throw things away, is to constantly ask yourself as you're doing it, you know, what are the things that could be coming up in the future, you know, that would challenge this design, that would make this design impractical.
Okay, so I guess I would like to see if you could help me understand. How do you know how much to do? So in what situation would you do that much more design? And could you give me maybe a specific example of in Tangasol, you know, where you did that and how, you know, how it worked out?
Well, I think there are a lot of examples. One that comes to mind pretty quickly is the what we refer to as the entry processors. This is the ability to send work out to be done in parallel across a data grid, for example. So large-scale aggregation, various forms of data analysis, things like that. And, you know, the design work behind that API was at least a month of design. I mean, just, you know, one idea after another after another. And we could explain it in English, what it was we were trying to do. So we had the idea of what we were trying to accomplish. But in terms of turning it into an API that we could give to a developer and know that they could really use it without being overwhelmed or confused by it, that process took, you know, weeks, over a month. I'm fairly sure it was over a month. And so what we were doing was we were building kind of the pictures of what we wanted the developers to actually see when they use the API. I mean, what is an entry processor? Well, it's something that processes an entry. It's something that processes information. And, you know, if it's aggregating, it's an, you know, what is it doing? Well, it's given a set of information, and it has to aggregate it down into a particular result, for example. And so, you know, we set about to design the API in such a way that it was natural, but at the same time, not just natural to the developer, but natural to the technology being used to actually implement it. Meaning, it had to fit into an architecture that would allow it to be spread across many servers, processed in parallel, yet achieving, you know, transactional or once and only once qualities of service within a distributed environment.
Okay, but what about unforeseen problems? So I mean, I think at the risk that I would worry about is that I'm trying to solve problems that will never happen. I mean, when you say, you know, the important thing about design is trying to address unforeseen problems. I mean, how do you do that? And how would you know you're not just sort of solving imaginary problems?
Well, you can look at solving unforeseen problems or, you know, potential future problems as trying to insulate yourself from them. So adding more and more cruft to a design to try to prevent imaginary bad things from happening. But that's not what I'm referring to. That's actually, I believe, fundamentally bad design. What I'm really talking about is how you make a design more elegant, more closely fit the problem space. So you more remove things from it than you add them to it. What you're trying to do is remove, you know, those things that eventually someone could trip over, for example, or remove the things that may prevent you from evolving the implementation under that design. So how do you make sure that the design you're producing is one that eliminates problems, future problems, by eliminating entropy in the design itself?
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.